Welcome to another New Zealand Doctor podcast. This is a podcast version of the monthly article, The First Time, written and presented by me, Dr. Joe Scott-Jones. The First Time is a series of articles designed to help people new to general practice, help them deal with some of the tricky situations we come across. Of course, they can also be helpful to the crinkly oldies like me. This time, I'm going to talk about alliancing. Alliance contracting developed in the relationship between governments and the construction industry as a way of enabling large projects to be completed efficiently when they involved a large number of individual contract holders and businesses. The problem the construction industry was facing was that a big project needed all the players to be working in harmony and in a coordinated fashion in order to complete the work on time and in budget. And with so many people, each with their own agenda and contract requirements, a building or tunnel or factory could be held up by one company that provided the metal frames for strengthening the concrete, and that would affect everyone involved. By getting all the contract holders together under one alliance with a clear focus on the big picture completion of the project, everyone benefiting when the project was completed on time and in budget, every player had an interest in seeing the project succeed. Innovation often involves the blending of ideas across sectors, and the idea of using the same process to enable whole-of-system approaches to the big-picture health outcomes is certainly an innovation. District health boards and primary healthcare organisations have been required to form alliance leadership teams, which will have responsibility for dealing with, at the very least, funding and activity that was intended to provide health promotion activity in primary care, services to improve access for patients enrolled with a primary healthcare organisation, and Care Plus services, along with the administration costs of primary healthcare organisations. It's a matter of debate as to whether this funding represents a big picture issue, and whether these funding streams were not being efficiently utilised under traditional contracting processes. But the fact is that this has been changed, and it represents a significant opportunity for those of us in primary care. The opportunity lies in the fact that alliance contracting is a completely new way of working for district health boards and primary healthcare organisations. It involves a change in the balance of control and requires a whole-of-system approach. Let's take the issue of health promotion in primary care as an example. The alliance is seeded with the current health promotion funding that is utilised by primary healthcare organisations with the agreement of district health boards. Under an alliance system, all of the processes that go into health promotion in a region need to be considered as being on the table for discussion and development. Otherwise, there's no gain to be had from making a change, and it's impossible to take a whole-of-system approach. This gives the alliance an opportunity to influence these programs that are currently the sole charge of the district health board. The other opportunity is in the change of control and centre of power in decision-making. Under an alliance, the combined primary healthcare organisation and DHB team make decisions about service change. This is a very different dynamic to one in which the district health board makes the decisions and contracts for service provision by the primary healthcare organisation, amongst others. District health boards do retain the ultimate responsibility to ensure that all legislative requirements are met under decisions the alliance makes. But that is the final say, not the say about all of the planning. The first time you are asked as a provider to be part of an alliance or a service-level alliance team that's focused on one aspect of clinical care, it's important to understand the nature of the work you're being asked to perform. You're being asked to elevate yourself out of the role of a practice owner or contract holder and to consider the larger picture outcomes for your community. This is perhaps the most challenging issue for those of us in primary care. Nobody sitting around the table in an alliance is a representative. You are not a representative of any constituency. You're an expert in your field, and you need to be able to be above any conflicts of interest. You're being asked to enter into a team environment where everyone has an equal responsibility and equal power within the decision-making process. This will be unfamiliar to many clinicians, who often see themselves at the behest of administrators in the system. but it's fair to say these role changes are also likely to be unfamiliar and uncomfortable for the District Health Board members of the Alliance, and probably the primary healthcare organisation as well. If ever was there was a time, this is the time to first save yourself. Be really clear about the values and principles that underline an Alliance contract. Continually remind yourself and your fellow team members of them. If you're going to get involved in this, good luck. You're at the cutting edge of another experiment in the way health services are planned and funded. Best try not to fall off. So, that's it for this New Zealand Doctor podcast. Look out for others on iTunes and subscribe to the magazine at www.nzdoctor.co.nz. Follow me at ApodikiGP on Twitter, and look after yourself until next time.